Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. Everett Roos was 20 years old when he vanished into the canyons of southern Utah, never to be seen again. Born in Los Angeles to bohemian parents, Roos developed early as a writer and artist. Supported by his family, Roos left home to wander the American West, to gain experience on the road and feed his creativity. Roos took his first solo road trip at 16, hitchhiking to Northern California, where he camped by the ocean, then to Yosemite before returning to Los Angeles to finish high school. Then he took off again, this time to Monument Valley in southern Utah. Over the next few years, Roos traveled alone, using pack horses and burros, and traded his art to help pay his way. He traveled through Zion Canyon in northern Arizona, back to the Sierra Nevadas and around the Superstition Mountains. He even lived in San Francisco, where he spent time with now-famous artists Dorothea Lange, Ansel Adams, and Maynard Dixon. Although he went home occasionally, Roos loved the wilderness and returned again and again to the desert Southwest. Roos was last seen in November 1934 in Escalante, Utah, before heading into nearby canyons. Some believe he was murdered by rustlers, or committed suicide, or died of dehydration. Others maintain that he went to live on the Navajo Reservation or in Mexico. In the last letter sent to his brother, dated just before his disappearance, Roos wrote, "I have not tired of the wilderness. Rather, I enjoy its beauty and the vagrant life I lead more keenly all the time. I prefer the saddle to the streetcar and the star-sprinkled sky to a roof, the obscure and difficult trail leading into the unknown to any paved highway, and the deep peace of the wild to the discontent bred by cities." The fate of Everett Roos remains a riddle, but his writing and artwork, these remnants of his journeys, now provide inspiration to thousands. Sources and past episodes of the Beehive Archive may be found at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of the Utah Humanities Council, I'm Megan Van Frank.